The Holy Gospel for today comes from Matthew, the 21st chapter, beginning with the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them with me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and they'll send them immediately." Now this took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds then went ahead of him and shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowd was saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ." Well, now it's time for that children's message, and I hope whether you're a kid or a kid at heart, you participate, because, well, what do we got these for, Zoe? What are these for?
We didn't say Hosanna.
And why do we do that?
Because.
Is Jesus coming?
Jesus.
Jesus is coming into Jerusalem, and they grab their palm branches, yeah? Who's the fastest runner? Well, we can do that afterwards. First, we're going to do a dance party. That's right. Yes, we're going to dance for a little bit because we want to welcome Jesus into Jerusalem, don't we? Oh, boy, this is crazy stuff. So I need you to grab your palm branch. While they're grabbing all their palm branches, let's stretch out. Oh, let's stretch out. Stretch those muscles. All right, I want you to pay attention to some of these lyrics from this song from Stephen Colbert from many years ago, because they might be important later on. So, hopefully you've got a palm branch, hope you're stretched out, ready to go. Are you?
Sometimes I have to get adjusted.
Are you?
I have to get adjusted.
Okay. Ready to go?
Yes.
We're adjusted.
Today, we're
going to
say Hosanna.
Today, we're going
to
say Hosanna. And then we're going to smile at everybody. So smile at home, get ready, because here we go. Begin our dance party.
Yes.
Here comes the King of Glory, King of the nations. And open the gates before him, lift up your voices. Who is this King of Glory? What shall we call him? He is Emmanuel, the Savior of nations. Who is the King of Glory? What shall we call him? He is the King of Nations. He is Emmanuel. He's come to save us. Who is this King of Glory? What shall we call him? Oh, we're dancing. Yeah. Ha. Where'd you go? Woo! Well, that was fun. That's quite the dance party, wasn't it? Woo! We're winded by Hosanna, right? Hosanna, Hosanna. Let's do it as loud as we can. Ready? Hosanna, Hosanna. And we welcome Jesus in. Oh, yeah. Yeah, lay down those coats. Lay down. Whew. That was quite the workout. Hopefully you're getting a little exercise at home.
My mom's being silly and then
she's... Yes. Uh-oh. Yeah. All right. Well, come here. Come here, Zoe. All right, let's say a prayer together, and then we can let them get back to their Hosanna. You know, how about that? Ready? All right, let's pray. Say, "Dear Jesus, we thank you.
We thank you
for coming to save us.
For coming to save us.
Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Hosanna. Thank you, and we look forward to Easter.
Easter.
In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, hopefully you continue to party and welcome him in, because we don't get to wave our palm branches around here, but it's still Palm Sunday. Hopefully you get up, get some exercise, and say, "Welcome, Jesus! Welcome, welcome, welcome! Hosanna!" Thank you so much for your help today, Zoe.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody take a deep breath. That was quite the dance party. That was quite the triumphant entry, wasn't it? You know, when you can't throw a parade, you throw a party, right? Maybe. But stick with me. We did what we did. We sang the song about who is this King of Glory? What shall we call him? It has a point. It has a reason. And that question is very central to it. But Palm Sunday, that's where we are today, right? The Palm Sunday, the pageantry, it is one of my favorite starts to a week, of Holy Week specifically. It's my favorite week of the year, it really is. Hopefully you read my Messenger article or you'll tune in on Thursday to hear a little bit more about that, but it is. And today, there's all that pomp, all the circumstance, all the pageantry, all the beautifulness, the smiles, people. Hopefully you smiled a little bit at home. The music perhaps changes from that little Lenten-y downward tune to something a little more peppy. Maybe you know it's coming. And it's just too much. There's too much in here. If you can't tell, I have a lot of energy. Holy Week energizes me like crazy, and I am energized even crazier this year with what's going with Holy Week. And it's too much for me to keep to myself. So why don't we do a parade of our own? Come on. We're going for a little drive, and we are going to share this amazing news of Hosanna. We're going to shout it still. We're going to wave some palm branches. If you don't have anything yet at home, don't worry. I got you covered. Just bring me with. Come on, let's go. All right, we're going to go wave some palm branches. We're going to use the palm mobile for today, and we're going to spread a little Palm Sunday. So let's go. All right, let's do this. Let's go spread some Palm Sunday cheer. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Let's take it down Main Street. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Hosanna. Whoof-da. If you are not tired yet, I mean, we had Pastor Rod telling you to do pick up those things and wave them at the beginning. We had the children's sermon of getting up and dancing. Here we went for a drive shouting Hosanna through the car and driving around to all glory, laud, and honor. So if you're not tired yet, if you don't think you've Hosanna'd enough, well, then I guess you haven't Hosanna'd today because we have done a lot. It's a little pick-me-up, perhaps. Welcome. Welcome, Jesus. Welcome. Thank you for coming. You're here. And we know that this is the best part. We know we're missing that part. People in the pews waving their palm branches. The kids in the choir processing to the front with their palm branches. A beautiful parade. All glory, laud, and honor, singing it loud. To many of us, this is the best part of Palm Sunday, isn't it? The pageantry. But maybe we don't really feel like it. Maybe we aren't feeling that idea of Palm Sunday in the large groups and being near people and shouting those things. Maybe we're not there. Maybe you are. Maybe you're like, enough is enough. There are other parts to this gospel text today, more than just the pomp and circumstance, that really stand out to us. Perhaps they hit home more than they ever have this year. And those are some of the things we're going to look at for the remainder of this time. First, that question that I told you to hold on to. The question that was asked during that craziness of dancing. Who is this King of Glory? Who is this? Who is it? Who is this guy? You saw the dance, and maybe you came back to that. Who are we? Who are they praising? What are they doing? Here comes a donkey. Not just one, but two, mind you. A mom and a baby, a young one. Jesus is riding them both. Not a nice car. Not some amazing vehicle. Not a horse, but something simple. And in they come. In he comes. Who does this guy think he is? What is going on? Why are the people going nuts? Who is this that thinks they can break in, set a city partying like crazy? Who is it that tells them to dance, to get lively? Who is this guy? Is he a king? Who's the one that comes in the name of the Lord? Who is this? Who is it that we, on Palm Sunday, without even thinking twice? You might have done it at home. You shouted, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. The people in today's gospel text, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. What? What does that even mean? What are we yelling anyway? Who is this guy that's getting in to do this, and what on earth are they saying? Well, I think we can relate to this word more than you think. We can relate to it. We can understand those people that were shouting this, why we do. Some of you might know this, and that's okay. Then this is a refresher. Some of you might not know this, and now you've learned something new for the week. But Hosanna, when you break it down, means save us. Save us. Hosanna means save us. Does that resonate with you right now? Is that something that you hadn't thought about before? Save us, save us, save us, save us, save us. Does that sound familiar? Psalm 118 uses Hosanna in verse 25, and we said at the very start of the service, save us, we beseech you, Lord. Or if you don't know what beseech means, let's put it another way. Save us, we ask urgently, Lord, save us. Save us. And maybe for the first time in a long time, we might feel like this. Things are truly out of our hands. It might feel like. Maybe this is the first time, instead of Hosanna being a praise, maybe it really is a save us, save us. And maybe we don't feel like dancing, right? Or do we? Or does all that dancing, all that pomp and circumstance make sense when you're saying, save us, save us, save us. Yes, you are the one to save us. Please. So who is this? Who gets people to yell, save us? Who? Who does that? Hosanna, save us. Who does that? And there's another word in the gospel reading for today that probably relates to us in different ways. Because just like this word of Hosanna, save us, some might think of it as what? And some might think of it as yes. But there's another word that really stood out to me for the first time, I think, ever in reading this gospel lesson. And that's the word turmoil. People are on all sides. He comes, he shakes things up. He's here, and things are just shaking up like crazy. Now, I may have shook some things up, and there are some of you at home that are probably like, well, this is neat and innovative. This is different. Others are like, oh, my goodness, Pastor Zach, please stop dancing. This is not what you do in worship. I get it, okay? But it shook it up. It created a little turmoil. But this one, This is bigger than anything I could ever do here. This is a huge turmoil, a huge shakeup of this one man coming in on the donkeys, and people are shouting, Hosanna, save us. And there are some people that are like, no, this cannot happen. And there are plenty ahead, behind, the side saying, yes, yes, yes. This is earth-shattering. The first of three times in Matthew, in just Holy Week, in which it is earth-shattering, earth-quaking. This is a big quake. This is a big turmoil. This is a big turbulence. This is a big moment. They're coming in, and the earth is shaking. Maybe not physically, but probably metaphorically. It is shaking up. The death on the cross on Good Friday, as soon as Jesus takes his last breath and exhales, there's an earthquake. The earth shakes. The tombs open. And then there's next Sunday, where it's earth-shattering again, and that stone is rolled out of the way. Who is this one? Who is this King of Glory? What shall we call him? What is he? Who is he? Who is this one coming in the name of the Lord? Who's the one that's going to shake the earth coming into Jerusalem? Shake the earth as soon as he dies. Shakes the earth when he comes out, creating so much turmoil amongst the turmoil. Well, it's an easy answer. We know it. But I think we need to hear it again in our own lives, which can feel like they're in turmoil, feel like we're yelling, save us. Jesus Christ. Jesus shatters, breaks in, shakes it up, and we cry out, and he continues to break in time and time again. We're in this Holy Week right now, and it is still breaking in. It is still shattering in. The normal is shattered. It is shooken up. It is tumultuous. So wave those branches. Wave them high. Throw down the coats. Wave your arms and welcome him in. Call out to Jesus. Hold on tight. Because he's not done yet shaking up the earth. He's not done shaking up our lives throughout this Holy Week. This is just the start. Christ keeps finding ways into our lives. He keeps finding ways into Jerusalem. Even when we have our doors closed here, he's still coming in. He's still coming into Forest City. He's still coming into Iowa. He's still coming into wherever you are watching this right now. He still comes in from the cross. He still comes in through the grave and the resurrection and eternal life. He keeps finding ways into our lives. So maybe we don't feel like it, and yet it is so appropriate. Hosanna, save us. We put our trust and faith in you. Hear these words again from the psalm for today. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given light. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I will extol you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Some good news for today. Some good news, breaking, shattering, disrupting the status quo. Hosanna. Come on in, Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen.